This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Exam day, what do you do? I take a ring my grandfather gave me to the exam. It's a reminder of his affection and gives me a sense of security and calms my nerves. My brother makes a fuss about wearing his green underwear. He's not alone in placing his hopes in a garment. One in three students admitted to wearing good luck underwear to try to boost exam chances, according to a poll for penmakers BIC. The same poll suggested that 60% of students change their diet before a test in the hope that it can increase their brain power and memory. Oily fish and fruit and vegetables are at the top of the list. This is good as long as you don't stuff your face with junk food all year long and decide to go healthy just for the exam. Making the extra effort to succeed is good, but if you haven't put in the hours of study, nothing will help you. Patrick Wilson, former teacher and founder of a private tuition firm, says the best way to feel truly confident and help beat that stomach-churning exam angst is to prepare for each exam in advance, making sure you have a dedicated structure for your revision schedule. Wilson helped to create a guide for avoiding the last-minute jitters. It advises the revision timetable to start up to 10 weeks before the exam, dividing learning into chunks. Don't overload yourself. Students should also give themselves regular rewards and breaks during revision. People learn things in different ways, and this should be taken into account. I learn better by reading things out loud. Some colleagues believe colour coordinating notes according to subject can produce good results too. But there's a consensus against spending the night before the exam studying. If you don't get enough sleep, not even good luck underwear will help you pass the test.
Takeaway English
from the BBC.